Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new KBLU Radio Network. That's the Blue Raven Network. Visit our website at www.1blueraven.feebly.com.
Often duplicated, never replicated. You're listening to the all-new KBLU Radio Network, Blue Raven Network.
Listening to SOJC Radio, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and teaching the doctrine of Christ to the whole world. Listening to SOJC Radio, where truth in the Word of God is found. Good morning, and welcome to SOJC Radio Church. Grab your Bible and your pens and your paper, and when two or three are gathered in His name, the Lord is right here with us. So thank you for joining us, and here's Brother David. You're listening to SOJC Radio, where truth in the Word of God is found.
Welcome back to our January 11th, 2015 FOJC Radio Church broadcast. So thankful for all of you studying with us this morning. And I want to say, next week, for the first time in 2015, we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Passover together. We're going to have an intense lesson next week, and we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Passover. And be prepared to partake of that with us. It's going to be a blessing to your soul. Also, I want to say that it's not proper to say that human beings become angels when they're glorified. We become equal to the angels. Now, the word angel means messenger, and the word angel can be referring to a celestial being, angel, or it can be referring, as we see, the word angel can refer to a glorified human that's a messenger. So there's some very profound distinctions there that we need to keep in mind when we look at the Word of God. And this certainly is a paradigm changer. Now, let's go to the book of Malachi, chapter 4. Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. And we're going to see that the tale of Elijah certainly isn't over. Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. These are the last two scriptures in the Old Testament. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now, that word curse is Shirim. Shirim. It's number 2764 in the Strong's. And what that word means is to ban, curse, or exterminate something. It means to devote something to God for total destruction. And this is the word that was used in the invasion of Canaan when they placed the Nephilim cities of the Canaanites under the Shirim. And everything was devoted to God for destruction. And we remember the story of Achan in Joshua 6 and 7, where he took that thing that was under the ban devoted to destruction, and it brought about his judgment and death. And boy, there's a whole lesson there. But we understand here that we're talking about the entire earth being put under the ban for total destruction. That's exactly what this last scripture in the Old Testament says will be connected with the return of Elijah. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and let's look at verse 17. And this is where, in the New Testament, the scripture from Malachi is quoted. Luke chapter 1, verse 17. And here it's speaking of John the Baptist. And it says in Luke 1:17, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Now, you notice here that the last part of this scripture was not quoted. He did not quote the part about the entire earth being put under a curse. That's because that was not to be fulfilled at that time. We see the same thing in Luke chapter 4 when Luke is quoting Isaiah 61. He stops short of quoting the last part of Isaiah 61 that will be fulfilled when the Lord returns. And this is a common thing we see in the way that the Holy Spirit in the New Testament quotes Old Testament scripture. Now, let's look at Matthew. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 14. So there is an unfulfilled portion to the ministry of Elijah. But it's definitely stated here in Matthew 11:14 that it says here, speaking again of John Baptist, "And if ye will receive it, this is Elias," or Elijah, "which was for to come." So John the Baptist fulfilled the return of Elijah to earth. Yet this did not fulfill the ministry of Elijah, because in the last scripture of the Old Testament, that Elijah will curse the entire earth and put the whole earth under the ban of destruction. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 21, verse 9 and 10, and things are going to come into even clearer focus. Revelation chapter 21, verse 9 and 10. And here the angel gives us another huge clue as to his identity. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 9. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now here we see Jesus' angel carrying John away in the spirit, and he identifies himself as one of the seven angels to the seven churches. And in the book of Revelation, in chapter 2 and 3, there are the seven letters to the seven churches, and it's addressed to the angel of each church. So now we know that this angel that interprets the book of Revelation throughout is one of these seven angels. Now, this is going to help us to understand the dual aspect, not only of the ministry of Elijah, but the dual aspect of the ministry of the seven angels. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 4. In Luke chapter 4, let's look at verse 25 and 26. Luke chapter 4, verse 25 and 26. Now, Jesus says here, But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. Now, this 3 years and 6 months was the time of the judgment of God in the days of Elijah. Elijah prophesied it. He called it out. And it's an amazing story how all of that happened. But 3 years and 6 months is also the time of the last half of the 70th week of Daniel that will contain the time of the Great Tribulation. One of the common errors of prophetic teachers is that there is a seven-year tribulation. There is not a seven-year tribulation. The last half of Daniel's 70th week is 3.5 years long, and within that time, a shorter period even yet, is the time referred to as the Great Tribulation. Now, let's just read the whole scripture again to get the flow. Luke 4:25. But I tell you of the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And God sent Elijah to the widow woman to miraculously provide for her and preserve her. Now, in the book of Revelation, there are seven angels to the seven churches. And the Lord says that if we do the things Christ says, that we will be blessed and rewarded as overcomers. But if we do not, we go over and we see seven more angels, which are the same seven angels. There are seven angels that blow the trumpet judgments. There are seven angels that have the judgment of the vials or the bowls. And this is exactly what happens. If Christians do not live in obedience to where God can bless and preserve them, they are going to be given over to the judgment. And we see this dual aspect in the life and the ministry of Elijah. Now, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 1. 2 Kings chapter 1, and let's read verses 10 through 12. And it absolutely, and what does the revelation of the identity of Jesus' angel means to us? Well, it means, number one, that because God is revealing these things, there's a revelation of Jesus Christ that's getting deeper and deeper into His person, His doctrine, His presence, His plans that He has for His body. There's going to be a revelation of the man of sin, where we are going to know and understand exactly who the man of sin is and exactly what he is going to do. And this revelation is giving us certainty, that we know that these times are certainly soon at hand. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 1, and let's read verses 10 through 12. On one hand, Elijah was sent to the widow woman, and she was even a Gentile of the city of Sidon. She had no power, not even nothing to eat. Yet God sent this mighty prophet to miraculously preserve her. Now, on the other hand, in 2 Kings, we see these emissaries from the king. In 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse 10, and Elijah answered and said to the captain of the 50, "If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. So we see Elijah in his ministry, 3.5 years. He preserved the widow woman, yet he called fire from God down on the mighty. As one of the angels of the seven churches, he preserves and protects those that are faithful and obedient to God and overcomers. And as one of the seven angels that has the seven plagues, he pours out the judgment upon the mighty. And this gives us an absolute pattern of identification that Jesus' angel in the book of Revelation is the resurrected prophet Elijah. Now, let's go to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. And let's read about Elijah. And this gets right down to the nub of what's wrong with the church today. And there are so many things. But the faith of the church of so many is absolutely wrong. They have faith in a lie that they can sow a seed and believe God for a 100-fold return on their greed seed, but they don't have faith to believe that God can preserve them in this coming time. Well, let me tell you this morning that if God has to, if you keep your faith and trust in Him, He'll send a bird to feed you. In 1 Kings chapter 17, it says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand." Now there's a phrase, "before whom I stand." It was used repeatedly by Elijah, and when the mantle of Elijah fell on Elisha, it was heard on the lips of Elisha. That was the secret to Elijah's power. It wasn't anything in himself, but he knew the secret of the secret place. The Lord God before whom I stand. And what did it say of Moses? It said of Moses that God spoke with Moses face to face as one man speaks with another. It was the relationship with God of Moses and Elijah that made them exceptional. "The Lord God, as the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." Elijah prophesied it to the king's face. God fulfilled it and did not let his words fall to the ground. "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Praise God. Let me tell you, God will take care of His people. Even if you are the lowly widow woman that has no strength and no power, God will send that prophet. He will send a raven. He will send whatever He has to send to keep you and preserve you as a witness for Him in this last time. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11, Elijah was a perfect type of the end time church in the tribulation, and he is the perfect type of the ministry of the church in the book of Revelation, and he is also the one that's going to execute it. So you can see how the last scripture of the Old Testament of the return of Elijah smiting the earth with a curse, the trumpets and the bowls are going to consummate in the final total destruction of our earth, the destruction and the ban of all that will not bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11, at the end of the 3.5 years, not in the middle, not at the beginning, but at the end of the 3.5 years, in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11, "And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." And this, of course, is the true pattern of what will happen to the true remnant of the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of that 3.5 year period of the last half of the 70th week of Daniel. We will be caught up in the return of the Lord, just like it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, not the rapture passage, but the parousia resurrection passage. Now, one more scripture I want to look at this morning. Micah chapter 5 and verse 5. Micah chapter 5, verse 5. And I am going to have a clue unto who the seven angels are. We cannot say for sure, but I believe that this prophecy of Micah is connected with that of which we're speaking this morning. Micah chapter 5 and verse 5. The scripture says here, "And this man," and this is right after in verse 2, it prophesied of Jesus being born in Bethlehem in verse 2, and it says here, "And this man," meaning Jesus, "shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him seven shepherds and eight principal men." Now, principal men means humble anointed men. And I believe that these are going to be real men that are alive during this time period. Might be some of you. But the seven shepherds, it's very interesting. And if you see the angels of the seven churches, they provide a shepherding and protective role to the seven churches. Now, it's very interesting that when Micah wrote this in the 8th century B.C., it was a full 100 years before the rise of the Babylonian Empire, or I should say, the rise of the second Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar, the first being in Genesis 10 with Nimrod and Semiramis. But in the 8th century B.C., this was the century of Assyria. The Assyrians were trampling underfoot everything in their path. They were the original terrorists. And there were, in the 8th century B.C., something that has never happened at any other time. God raised up seven prophets to prophesy to his people during the Assyrian oppression, and the lives of these prophets all overlapped. And they were Micah, Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, Joel, Elisha, and the most dynamic of all was Elijah. I believe that it is possible that these seven shepherds the Lord prophesies to come are the seven angels of the seven churches, and that they will be Elijah and these other resurrected prophets. Now, one more scripture. And I know I said the last one was the last one, but one more. Revelation 9:11. And this brings the whole thing into clear focus as to why it connects with the Assyrian. In Revelation 9:11, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name is Apollyon. Both of these words mean the destroyer. And we could identify the Assyrian, the fallen being, from Ezekiel 31, Exodus, Isaiah 10 and 14, as the Assyrian, as the beast of the bottomless pit. So once again, Elijah will be dealing the final destruction and judgment on the Assyrian. Now, we're going to close out in a word of prayer this morning. And what we learn from this is, most definitely, this time is at hand, and the time is now, whether you're going to be an overcomer and come under the protection of the supernatural realm of God, or whether you're going to bow the knee to Baal and come under the ban of destruction that's going to fall over the whole earth. Next week, be ready. For the first time in 2015, we're going to celebrate our deliverance from the destroying angel of the Passover, who was the Assyrian. And we're going to celebrate that together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for each and every one that's listening this morning. Father, we just pray that you mightily bless us and give us everything we need for a life of victory and overcoming. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we will see you next week on FOJC Radio Church.
Thank you for being a part of FOJC Radio Church. You can contact us at FOJC, Post Office Box 4174, Evansville, Indiana 47724-4174. Or you can call us at area code 812-473-3735. Or you can email us at lastdayschurch@cs.com. Or you can check out our website at www.ritualabusefree.org. That's all one word, ritualabusefree.org. That's RITUALABUSEFREE.org. And please remember to tune in next Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time. Thanks and God bless.
You're listening to the all-new KBOU Radio Network. That's the Blue Raven Network. Visit our website at www.1blueraven.beebly.com.
Often duplicated, never replicated. You're listening to the all-new KBLU Radio Network, Blue Raven Network.
In the beginning was the Word. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made by Him. Without Him, nothing was made, and in Him was life, and the life was the life of man. Oh, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hosanna to the brightness of God's glory. And the express image of this person. Upholding all things.
Thou art my son this day.
Network.